Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I don't know if this is going to be popular. I don't know. I hate when people set stuff up that way, by the way, because it sounds phony. I'm giving Shador a total and absolute pass for yesterday.
The old Peterlin pass?
100%.
The Peterlin pass.
Yep. Yeah.
This would have been nice 40 minutes ago, by the way. If you led with the, I'm going to give it the old Peterlin pass.
You got to let it sink
in. I felt
in.
Like you almost made me fight for it for like 40 minutes, and then it marinated, and then it sunk in, and it's like, all right, we're going to give him the old Peterlin pass.
Oh, no, I was just
the
thinking
Peterlin
out.
Pass.
When am I going to give him the Peterlin pass?
Now the Peterlin pass.
How'd you open the show? Where's your deity now? Or something like that.
I believe
that?
I said, will you renounce your god?
As you then looked at me and then screamed angrily like this, yelling at me. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, that was just a little fun.
I guess this is where this is going.
I didn't really want you to renounce Shador.
Well, it'd be really dumb if I did, by the way. Wouldn't it? Like
half a football?
I'm out, guys. I'm out.
Shador,
can't
you're dead
do
today.
It anymore.
Yeah.
What?
I will tell you, there are lesser
what?
Sports talk guys who would do that. I just think you and I at one point early in the season, Dylan had an abysmal game, and we were like, yeah, guys, it's going to happen. You're going to have bad games. I think it was the Steelers game. It was a point where it was like he was getting constant pressure. He wasn't making good decisions. The Steelers were able to speed him up. That's how this game works. I'll be honest with you guys, once Shador went in, I stopped having expectations to win that game. For every reason that we've said, he's a fifth-round rookie, hasn't practiced with the ones, and so anything you got from him, to me, would have been a bonus yesterday. And so this idea that that this means, oh, well, 2026, that guys, the idea should be you're going to get a quarterback in 2026 until one of these young quarterbacks shows something of interest that make you basically move off those plans.
Well, so here's the sad part for someone like myself that wants to see and got excited by some of the throws late in the game and the idea that you're driving the ball down the field. Like, I get excited for these moments, but the sad part is that on Wednesday, Kevin Stefanski comes out and says, you know what, Dylan passed concussion protocols, which I have no idea if he's going to be able to or not, obviously, but if he comes out and says he passed protocols, I've lost my ability to then turn around and say, well, no, we have to see Shador. We must see Shador. What are we doing with Dylan Gabriel? I've lost that ability within just a half of football, even if the cards were seemingly stacked up against him in that outing.
No, I still can. Dylan still cheeks. He's still awful.
Well, I thought he was cheeks before, though, but that's the problem. For me personally, maybe I'll just rely on you then to be the person that calls for it, but for me personally, I feel like I've lost that. That's an arrow in my quiver. I've lost that.
Like, here's the thing. It is fair to say Shador wasn't good yesterday. It is safe to say he's not ready. How do you get him ready? You play him. By the way, Dylan Gabriel wasn't ready in week 5. The problem wasn't that he wasn't ready. It's that he's never gotten ready. Like, that was, what, a 6th start yesterday? And he was 7 of 10, I think, 40-some, 50-some yards, something like that. And he was afraid to throw down the field. Like, I don't understand why we need to see more of Dylan. Because here's the thing. as bad as Shador was, he at least showed you that willingness, and not just willingness, ability to consistently drive and deliver the ball downfield.
That's the exciting part.
That's what you need in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a guy who throws, who by the way, a 5-yard out route is beyond him consistently. And I'm not saying that's an easy pass because I'm a fat ass with a microphone. So I can't comment on what easy is. But the bare minimum of expectation is whether you're throwing against your body or throwing to your hand side, whatever it is, a 5-yard out should be able to be hit with regularity. And that's something Dylan hasn't done. So it's funny, like people, the Shahaders out there have tried to take yesterday and see, now it's not so easy. And it's like, okay, but I saw more, maybe something's there with Shador Sanders in one half of a game than I did in all the rest of the time I've seen Dylan Gabriel play. And that includes countless practices this year.
Without question. I mean, again, part of what had me excited is not only is the game moved on, but that final drive, that was the very best we saw him look. And the 25-yard pass to Fannin, I there's a part of me that's like, wait a second, what was Dylan Gabriel's longest throw? A 26-yard pass earlier in the game was the longest throw he's had in 6 games. And then Shador did that within like the 4th drive we've seen him out there. Like there is something to be said about that. But I do feel like if Stefanski goes to Dylan on Wednesday, I get to be angry about it, but not the same level of angry that I once got.
No, just because Shador had a bad half of football with no prep doesn't mean that, I don't want to say no prep, but no first team reps.
I think that they know what they're doing or anything like that, but I do. I feel like in this instance, I feel like I almost wonder if more people would be calling for Bailey Zappi or Deshaun Watson, not for next week, but in the weeks that follow. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
And put the crack pipe down is what I'll say to those people.
Okay, good.
Like, again, you're in the, we're developing and we're evaluating. Well, I have not seen development from Dylan Gabriel in 5.5 games. And by the way, the Browns keep saying, well, he's developing. Where on the tape would you say there's evidence of him developing?
Do you feel like if not for the concussion, this next week would have been the week that Shador would have gotten a start, or would they have rode out the idea that Dylan is still developing?
Yes. That I don't know, because I do think there's a lot of people reporting today that the Browns just didn't have any current inkling that they actually wanted to go in that direction. But I do think after this game, because you were going to lose this game, guys, didn't matter if Dylan or Shador was your, like, this narrative, there's been this groundswell of people saying, if Dylan's healthy, he wins that game. Really? Because I have countless exercises earlier this season where Dylan's in that exact game has ended up losing.
I just don't think Dylan would have won it. I have no faith that Dylan would have been able to move the ball down the field, because I haven't had faith for him to move the ball down the field in, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, Nick? Like, the idea that you can actually score. The offense is dead with Dylan Gabriel. That's almost irrefutable. Where I feel like the offense, at least with Shador, and that, again, even if it's just him throwing to Larvadan, man, how different would this conversation be if Larvadan had won what turned out to basically be just a 50-50 ball?
Yeah, but even then, like, he got better as the game went on. Yes, he had disastrous plays. Yep, he's a rookie quarterback. And by the way, let's throw the 5th-round pick thing out the window. Because I've seen more talent than most 5th-round pick quarterbacks I've seen play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That, again, is he ready to play? No. That's what playing's for. That's what practicing is for. And so this idea of, well, he wasn't ready to play. Yeah. Yep, wasn't yesterday. Now your job is to get him ready to play.
Right, and I would bet after a full week and everything like that, like I told you earlier, like I'm excited to see what he can do if he gets the opportunity to, and I hope he does. I'm really excited to see what he can do, because the guy we saw on Sunday, that's not the complete picture of Shador. I've watched too much. I've seen too much. I know he's so much better at that, and I did think at the very end, I thought there were glimpses of what you saw, you know, classic Shador, but it just took a little bit longer to get there.
And by the way, the things I've seen of Dylan confirm, it's funny because everybody made this point about Shador holding on to the ball too much, turning his back to the defense, right? Maybe being a little risky with the ball. Those are all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All things that were, oh, we've now confirmed them in one half of football with Shedeur Sanders, but yet I can't confirm a undersized quarterback that won't throw the ball past the first down sticks and that is scared of his own shadow. I can't confirm that. What? Because he's a third round pick?
Okay, no. We're good that you didn't do this segment in the first segment. It would have gassed me up a little bit too much. It would have given me the idea that I could just go out and be like, all right, I apologize for nothing. He was awesome. Screw all you guys, which isn't reality.
Yep.
And in this conversation, I have to keep reminding myself because you're almost twisting it to the point where I'm like, maybe he didn't look as bad as I thought. No. He didn't look good.
He looked awful.
He didn't look good yesterday.
He did.
We need to keep reminding people. Yep. We're not just completely ignoring that fact and that reality. He did not look good. It was not a good performance, but there was enough there. And there was enough there in him moving the football down the field and actually throwing the ball deep that as you're watching these games, I just don't know how you can't think to yourself, I want to see more of that. And I think that's got to be the overarching theme.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.